recruitment update, which will be on our next week's plan. So,
yeah.
Chair, you would wish to do that?
All right, let me look at my notes here. So the latest is I've been receiving a weekly update from Dennis Karras, and I got my last one a couple days ago. He said a few more applications have come in since we talked with Dennis in November. Of that pool, Dennis is recommending that we interview 9 candidates next Thursday. Dennis himself has interviewed all of the candidates, and he's happy to make the full list of all applicants available to us next Thursday. And, of course, any commissioner is free to bring attention to any name that he's overlooked and not propose for an interview next Thursday. If you see someone on the overall list that you think is worthy of consideration, you can bring that forward. But we will have a full day next Thursday, and as I mentioned before, we begin at 8 a.m. And we'll be at the DoubleTree in the boardroom there. The morning will begin with a 30-minute discussion of the process that we'll use to interview the candidates. And the last time we did this, we had developed a list of standard questions. Each commissioner was assigned a question to ask. I kept the time to make sure we gave each candidate an equal amount of time, and we were able to ask each candidate all of the standard questions. Then there was a little time for the applicant to ask us questions or to make statements. And then if there was time permitting, we would allow more of a free form follow-up session. I think you all, or all of you who were at the November meeting, had a chance to look at the questions, the proposed list of recommended questions that Dennis prepared. But I will ask Tammy to circulate those draft questions, and I'd like to ask you to keep them confidential for the time being, because we want them to be, we want to be able to see how the candidates react and think on their feet when posed with these questions. So we'll circulate the questions to you today, and I'd like you to take a look at them, and if you have any comments to make, any revisions to propose to this set of standardized questions, please get those to me by Monday. And I will be working on them this weekend to make sure that they are a good reflection of the kinds of characteristics and traits and thinking processes that we're going to be looking for. We will have about 45 minutes with each candidate, and we will not discuss any of the candidates' relative merits until after all candidates have been interviewed. That is a more fair process, so you don't tend to lock in with a candidate you hear about early or talk with early on. Let's see. And then at the end of the day, we do hope that we'll be in a position to winnow the list down to the short list of finalists. Dennis is suggesting 2 to 3 finalists. After we make that cut, Dennis will then conduct very, very in-depth background checks. And at that point, the confidentiality of the candidates becomes less secure, less something that we can control. So at that point, we've made it clear to the candidates that their employers, their colleagues will be contacted, references will be checked, So the word is probably going to get out on the street at that point. By the January 9th, 10th meeting, Dennis will have completed all the background checks, and we will be ready to call back the finalists and have additional interviews with them if you feel that that's important and necessary. We can make that available. And then we will make a decision in January. Part of the, so in order to refresh everyone's memory about the backgrounds of the candidates, in January we will have an executive session to talk about their qualifications, the kinds of discussions one would want to have in private. But when we make the decision, it will be made an open session, and we will be then put in the position of explaining our individual preferences, the rationale that, to the extent we can articulate it, it's good for the public to see why we are supporting the candidate we choose to support. So that's the overall process. If you have any thoughts, any feelings of that this process is not quite designed right, I'd like to hear them as soon as possible. We want to be very inclusive and make sure that this process suits everyone and makes sense to everyone. So let me know if anything I just said strikes you as being problematic. And I just wanted to reiterate, I've said this many, many times, probably say it a bunch more times. You'll get sick of hearing this, but I want to emphasize, this is the single most important decision we make. So I really urge you to be prepared. Think about what you think the department needs in our next director. And be ready to ask questions, challenge your colleagues on the commission in relation to those priorities that you see as important for the department. So be prepared. We start at 8 on Thursday. If at all possible, I'd encourage you to be at the Doubletree Wednesday night. We'll try to have a dinner to begin some conversations, and maybe, and I'll check in with Bill about whether we can get together as a group in an executive session if we have more than a quorum for a dinner conversation the night before. But that's my report for now. And I can answer any questions, or can try to answer any questions if you'd like.
Mr. Carpenter?
Okay. Yes, Commissioner Carpenter.
You said, Miranda, you were compiling, I want to make sure I fully understood, you were compiling a list of questions over the weekend, and I think it's safe to assume that during the course of these interviews, if one or all of us come up with a particular question on any given subject that's pertinent to the director's job within the agency, we're free to ask them, right?
Commissioner Carpenter, you're really breaking up. It was very hard for me to understand what you just said, but I caught pieces of it, and it had to do with the assignment of questions to each commissioner. The questions will circulate that Dennis has drafted go to general leadership qualities, and I don't want to get too specific because this meeting that we're having right now is public and recorded, but it's enough to say that Dennis's proposed questions go to leadership style, to general approach to leading an agency of this size. Previously, as I recall, the last go-round with the director search, we asked specific questions about specific issues. in program areas, wildlife program, enforcement program. So if you want to take that approach, that's something that we need to work out very soon before Thursday. So we do have a standard set of questions, and the applicants are all asked the same standard set of questions. I think that is very important.
I agree with that. When we get down to the short list, I think that might be a more appropriate time to ask some direct questions in certain given areas.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that your understanding as well?
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? I will be coming down. I will be there early on Thursday morning, Chair.
Okay. Okay.
But I'll be there.
Okay.
Okay. So I think we're all get whatever questions or comments or changes you have to Chair Wecker by Monday, you said?
Yes. Yes. And I'll share with Tammy the questions that Dennis has proposed so she can circulate them.
Great.
One other thing, I guess it bears repeating over and over again, because Commissioner Holtzmiller called me. I responded to him, but I haven't gotten in contact with him yet. He asked whether he could check a reference with one of our candidates. And I reiterated with him, emphasized with him, that until we get down to the finalist list, all of these names are strictly confidential. So no, we are not to do any background checking. We are not to contact any references. If we start doing that, the word will get out. So Dennis is taking care of the background checking, the reference checking, once we get to the finalists list.
In that vein, I had a call from a representative, wanted to know some names, and I had to politely decline. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all confidential. Yeah. But I think we all appreciate that.
Yeah. Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Holtzmiller.
Yes.
Oh, you're on the call now.
Yeah. No, after you'd talked a few minutes ago, I figured that was inappropriate. What if, in fact, that person were to make the short list, could a guy do that then, or is that up to Dennis to do all those kind of checks?
I would recommend we leave it up to Dennis.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would second that, yeah.
It can get a little messy out there, and people's reputations are at stake here. So better that we hear one set of information. I think we all bring experience to the table, and of course we have our contacts, but I think it's cleanest if we let Dennis, who's very vigilant and competent, to provide us with the information that he generates.
Okay, thank you.
Any other final questions on the director update, recruitment update? Okay. So we will be dealing with that, a very important issue, next Thursday. So